Now, we know the Dolphins have their new coach. That was made official yesterday with Wayne Bennett. But as we predicted on this show when the news broke that the Redcliffe Dolphins were in, but they were only known as the Dolphins, they've got a bit of a problem here with their name or lack of location in their name. On the phone this morning on the morning show is Moreton Bay Mayor Peter Flannery, who joins me. He's been very vocal and outspoken on this one. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, man. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Well, I don't really know where to start with this one because you've taken the big stick to this. You've said that NRL fans have a built-in BS radar and you've said this stinks. Where are you at this morning?
Well, I've contacted Peter Vallandi yesterday. I reached out to him and put a call in that just wanted to reconsider their position on not having a geographical location attached to the Dolphins' names. It just doesn't make sense to anybody up here. 80% of the community up here in the polling that's been done by different media outlets all want people to have a geographical location. The understanding is they can't be called the Redcliffe Dolphins, which is a name they've had there for 74 years because of their playing in the Queensland Cup team and their junior is going to be that, so that's fair enough. So the next thing is that the next big geographical location is the Moreton Bay region area, which I'm the mayor of, and on behalf of that, I'm asking them to go to the community like they said they would, to go to the community and suggest different names, and we'll go through that process. But that hasn't happened. It's been a snap decision either by the club or and the ARL, and they're not listening to what the community want.
Can I ask you this, Mayor? If they change the name back to Redcliffe Dolphins, and like you say, that's meant to be retained for the QRL, but they could flip that into the NRL team and change the name for the QRL, if Redcliffe Dolphins was reconsidered or back on the table, would you be happy with that?
I'd be happier than the Dolphins' name. At least it gives us a geographical location. So my biggest concern is not having a geographical location there. And yeah, it's all about trying to build a new supporter base across Australia. And if you just have the name the Dolphins, then nobody knows where they're from. They could be Darwin, Western Australia or Tasmania. And it doesn't build that brand that they're trying to build. So that's my main concern, is having a geographical name there. Redcliffe has about a population of 50,000 people in our Moreton Bay region. And the Moreton Bay region, we're the third largest local government region with population in Australia of 500,000 people. So we're a little bit different to local governments in New South Wales, where we're a lot bigger. And the Moreton Bay is the area that sits between Brisbane and the Sunshine Coast. And also we have the water body of Moreton Bay, which takes in even the northern end of the Gold Coast, the Redlands Council area, which is about 350,000 people, Brisbane, Moreton Bay Regional Council, and also the Sunshine Coast. So there's probably over a million people plus in that area that could get behind the name Moreton Bay and their own team.
You've said that you've reached out to Peter Vallandis and still waiting to have that conversation. Where do you think this actually sits? Does it sit with the Dolphins to rename themselves, or does it sit with the NRL to make that call?
I'm hearing different stories. I'm hearing that it's the club came out yesterday and said, no, it's our decision. We're staying with the name. But in other media reports I've heard, it's the condition of them coming into the NRL is that they had to be named just the Dolphins, and that control was put on them by the NRL. So I just want to get that sorted out. And if it was a decision by the top of the board, Peter Vallandi and Andrew Abdo, I'd just like to try and understand why. And because everybody else's logic out there doesn't seem to point that that's the way to go forward. And there's no other teams in Australian sport, really, that just have a name without a location attached to it.
We had the press conference yesterday when Wayne Bennett was announced, and we took it live for our listeners. And one of the things that jumped out at me was when Tony Murphy, who's the Dolphins group boss, said he's mates with you, but then he said that you're just keen to push your agenda as the mayor and it's all part of your job of what you're saying. How do you respond to that?
Yeah, well, I do. I get along great with Tony. I've known him for many, many years. But this isn't about Moreton Bay Council. This is about the community out there. We've got state members saying the same thing. We've got federal members saying the same thing. We've got businesses saying the same thing. We've even got people outside of Moreton Bay region that want them to be called Moreton Bay as well. So this is not about the Moreton Bay Council. This is about giving them a home base. It's about giving all those people in Brisbane, greater Brisbane area, and that don't support the Broncos, and I'm one of them, and that gives us another team to support that we can get behind. And without a geographical location, I think you're going to dilute your supporter base dramatically, and you won't have that core tribalism that NRL, rugby league, all sports built on, is having that tribalism.
When the Moreton Bay Council provided $10 million to support the bid to get into the NRL, was there an understanding that the team would be named the Moreton Bay Dolphins?
Well, it was a bit of a journey, Matt. We started this probably 6-7 years ago when the Dolphins said we'd like to get in the NRL. It's always been a dreamer there. So we've come aboard with the state government and the federal government as well over a period of those years and put money into the stadium there, building the stadium and getting up to the beautiful boutique stadium that it is. And you still there in some of the NRL games there. It's a beautiful stadium, fantastic facility. So that was putting in the groundwork to get them ready to put their bid in for the NRL. All of our discussions during that step was we'll go to the community, we'll ask the community of what names they would like to have as for the team name. And even as late as late August, they were telling me the same thing to my face, that we'll go through and get the community to ask for the team name. And then all of a sudden, when the announcement's made, there's nuts locked in, it's just the Dolphins and that's it. So something dramatically changed. Even Peter Vallandi came out a week before the announcement saying he'd like to see a geographical name attached to the new name. So it just doesn't make sense.
Mm. Yesterday in the press conference, and then reported again in the papers this morning, Tony Murphy said it, that the council really just came on as one of our major sponsors. And with the amount of sponsors that have been knocking on their door, he said, I'm sure that we'll have it covered if you withdraw your sponsorship.
Yeah, well, they've talked to our officers about future sponsorship and whether we'd be involved. We'd love to be involved, and we've always said along, if you are the Moreton Bay Dolphins, we're more than happy to get behind you and support it, because it's a greater benefit not only to them, but also to the local businesses and the economy in the Moreton Bay region, to the local people. It creates a sense of community and pride with a team and brings the whole community together, and also for the area of Southeast Queensland. So to us, it's a business investment. We want to get some return for our residents and our communities. If we can't get a decent return out of that, then it'd be silly to invest money into them.
So, in a nutshell, you'd be happier if Redcliffe came back. You'd be much happy, however, if it was the Moreton Bay Dolphins.
Yeah, Matt, well, that's what the community's telling me. And everywhere I went the last week, I got asked time and time again by members of sporting groups, community groups, businesses, going, why are they calling themselves just the Dolphins? We don't understand it. And I'm just here representing the team captain of the Moreton Bay area. I'm just here representing those people. So I've taken that issue up with them, and I'm just trying to find out who's made that decision, why they've made that decision, because you guys in Sydney, I sure appreciate that you need a geographical location to it, and it's just a bit bewildering why they don't have it. They're trying to, I understand if you're a national brand like Nike or Forex or Coca-Cola, that it doesn't matter where you really come from or your base, but with sports, you need that tribalism, you need that that location attached to your name, so it creates that tribalism and that sense of ownership and pride for the local people, wherever they might be in Southeast Queensland, but particularly those in this corner where 1.2 million people want to get behind a new team.
Yeah, all right. So what's the next step? You'll be waiting on the call from Peter Vallandis, and I note that you've got some heavy hitters in your corner as well. Peter Dutton, of course, the Minister for Defence. So you've got federal support here. Greats like Petro Sivanisiva have come out in support as well. Have you got another step?
I'm going to actually put another call into... I've sent a letter off yesterday to Peter Vallandis as well. I put a call into his secretary asking for her to get him to get in touch with me so we can have a chat about it. I'll also reach out to Andrew Abdo today and see if we can get in touch with him and have a talk to him and see if there is an opportunity there to revisit it, because and as I said to the club the other day, I had a meeting with them on Tuesday, I said, can we just go back and say, can we revisit this? Because the backlash that's come from the community and the disappointment, I suppose, in the community and misunderstanding of what's going on here, that they need the ability either to have it explained and why they've set that and who has set that, or let's go out and ask the community what they'd like to have a name and let the community say, so they take ownership of this team, which is what I want. I want to have a fantastic new rivalry, and I'd love to see them win the NRL competition a year or two down the track.
Yeah, and I guess the good thing is, Peter, that there is a bit of time here. It's not as though you're rushing in to the premiership next year. It's the year after. So if there is a saving grace, if you like, it's perhaps that you've got the time to lobby, and if there is going to be a change, you've got the time to do that. We'll stay in touch with you and your office, and we'll see how you go with the NRL. But we do appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you very much, Matt, and thank you to SEN, Radio in Sydney there, and take care. I know you guys are doing tough down there, so... hold in there. Hopefully there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, no, we're pretty much out of it now, mate, so we're okay. We can go out and grab a coffee as long as we take our masks. We're okay. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, Matt.
There he is, the Moreton Bay Mayor, Peter Flannery. Pretty strong stuff, isn't it? So $10 million in the kick for this bid to go, and when it gets to this stage, they were pretty much blindsided. Now, do you remember when this announcement came? And it was the first thing that I picked out of the media release that was sent out by the NRL, that they were known as the Dolphins. Now, personally, I think it can go either way, and it's probably looking towards the future. I mean, the Americanization, if you like, of the game probably suggests that that's the way that they stick. But then we started to get the groundswell of opinion coming out of the locals up there and those that think that there has to be a geographical connection to the name. And now we're finding out that the local council didn't really know at all, and it appears as though the NRL may have made this call. So there's much more to this story than just the old question, what's in a name? And the Moreton Bay Mayor is not happy about it. However, the Dolphins group are standing firm. There's obviously a good friendship there between Tony Murphy and Peter Flannery, but there's $10 million on the table. And the Dolphins are saying, well, if we don't, you know, we don't have their support. We don't have their support. We've got sponsors left, right and centre. So this is now landed squarely at the feet of Peter Vallandis and Andrew Abdo. We'll be continuing to follow that story. You can have your say. What did you make of the mayor this morning? Does he have a good point? He's been pretty solid about it. Like I say, Petro Sivanasiva has come out. He says the Moreton Bay Dolphins is a no-brainer for me. When the players run out onto Suncorp or Moreton Daily Stadium, you want them to have a sense of pride in their jersey, in the people and the region they represent. Footy's built around that tribalism, he said. If we want to be a team whose passion rivals that of anyone else in the competition, then we need to have a sense of place and belonging. 0457 736 736.